9 a.m. This meeting is called to order. Can I get a roll call, please?
Dr. Knuth?
Here.
Ms. Powell?
Present.
Dr. Kolash?
Here.
Dr. Greenham?
Here. I want to start out by thanking all of our newly licensed chiropractors. You're mandated to be here as a continuing education effort at least once in the first year that you're licensed, and we hope that it'll be an eye-opening experience to let you know some of the reasons why people come here and hopefully some of the reasons why you should not be invited to come here. So we're going to go to tab number one, which is a matter of probation and suspension, case number 2019-19, the matter of Dr. Sean Moran. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like you to both, if you can please turn on the microphone, there's a little button at the front there, it'll turn green, and then if you can introduce yourselves for the record.
Sean Moran, D.C.
I'm Jerry Woods, I represent Dr. Moran.
Okay, thank you. Let's start with the board briefing.
Yes, following the call to the public at the May 22nd board meeting, the board directed staff to place this item on agenda for discussion. There is materials for you to review. Mr. Woods has provided a petition for reconsideration of probation. And you also have the consent agreement for licensure that was agreed upon in January of 2019.
Okay, thank you. And at this point, Mr. Woods, did you have any additional material you wanted to provide us? Is that what I'm looking at over there, or do you have... Okay.
I want to make sure, Mr. Chairman, that that each board member got this. When I talked yesterday, or the day before, with Mr. Rain, he wasn't sure whether you had received these. And they are the recent report from his monitor, Dr. Tucker, and a letter from Dr. Bennett from Prescott.
And they did.
If you've already got them, great, but I just wanted to make sure that that they were...
I appreciate that, and I'll reassure you that we do have it and we've reviewed it. So thank you.
With your permission, I'd like to make a few remarks.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. You all know the history of this matter. Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to come here and discuss this. I know that it has been a procedural mess, mostly attributable to my friend Dr. Moran here, not attributable to you all, so I appreciate the opportunity to make a presentation to you. As you can see from my petition, our position is that he wasn't dishonest in the application. There was a legitimate confusion that he didn't know about, and then I found this letter years later, and it took me a while to find it, and it apparently wasn't in his file here. Not blaming anybody for that, but I think that the facts are kind of overwhelming that he wasn't intentionally misleading on his application. The alcohol matters are a different thing. I understand the board's concern about the repeated alcohol issues, and I realize that when he came here 6 months ago, that was the fact that they were in the past was discussed. When I looked at the statute for an applicant applying under reciprocity, I conclude that the board, if a person has, you know, comes from a state with reciprocity, they have a license in good standing, the statute uses the word shall, and I think y'all are compelled to license him without further inquiry. My colleague, Mr. Rain, doesn't agree with my legal conclusion, and I know the board's position is different on that, and that's why I come here today with a compromise proposal. What I have discussed this with Mr. Rain a couple days ago. He was kind enough to draft up a quick proposed new order. I want to make sure I don't misspeak. He was very clear to me that he doesn't support it and is not going to recommend it, He also told me he wouldn't oppose it. I'll let him speak for himself. But I think he's neutral on this, but he was kind enough to draft it up so that we would have something to work with. And my proposal is simple, that we do a new order that takes out the "you lied on the application" part, leaves in the alcohol part, and at this point he's done 5 months of successful testing and his probation has been clean so far. It's going to stay that way. And we would ask you for the opportunity at the 6 month mark as opposed to the 12 month mark to come back and ask you for early termination. So the proposal is that he's stuck with the order on the alcohol offenses. The part about being dishonest on the application comes out, and he has an opportunity to come back and ask you, and the proposed agreement leaves you totally with the discretion of turning down. But at least it gives him, opens the door for him to come back and say, "Look, I've done my probation perfectly, haven't committed any offenses," and that is the proposal that I make to you today, which is a movement back from the petition. I do, at some point in time, Dr. Moran wants to make a little statement. Is this the appropriate time?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you. And I want to thank you guys also. Personally, I appreciate you taking the time to have an open mind to hear things. And, you know, I apologize for any confusion this has created. There were some things that were out of my knowledge at the time, as well as the board, is what I understand as well. But I guess I really wanted to reassure you guys in a sense, too, that, you know, these are things that are in the past. These are not habits that occur today. That's really, I guess, probably the most important thing. And, you know, despite, you know, what I've said, I know I've also enclosed, a prior letter from a chiropractor local leader that I've known for 23 years that can attest to my, you know, character and abilities, and as well as Dr. Wayne Bennett. He took a great deal of time kind of examining all of the data points, not just the negative ones. And based on that conclusion, he trusted me not only with his patients, but also with his business. So I guess I just would really appreciate the opportunity to have shown compliance to this point in time. And I'd like to just try to reassure that these are behaviors that are in the past. Thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Mr. Rain?
I had one question, which was we had discussed the handling of the death detonation that I think you addressed.
I didn't, and thank you. Because the application wasn't dishonest, we were asking you to forgive him taking the ethics exam as a part of this proposal. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Mr. Rain, do you have anything to add to that?
No, we do have the draft consent that would meet that proposal. The purpose of that was really that you could look at it today if you were inclined to offer him that amendment to see what it might look like, and we could do it without having to bring it back to the board. It's the exact same agreement that you had before. It just removed all the discussion of what he had said in his application about having previously been denied. I will say that it was a bit of a mess back when he was here in 2008. I can't disagree with that. It went to court and back, and consent agreements offered and left unfinished. It was our conclusion, I believe. Castro, correct me if I'm wrong, though, that the end of it was that the board had determined that the consent agreement was in effect, but that it was never fulfilled, but no, it was treated as though he never received one. So it was kind of all over the place, so I would agree with that it was a procedural mess. I will note that the original consent agreement, which really only dealt with the alcohol issues, did include an EPAS requirement that was fulfilled at that time, to my knowledge. And so, I'll hand this down, but there's not much to look at here in this new draft consent agreement. It would just be reflected if you were to be inclined to modify it in any way as an amended consent agreement. In terms of early termination on page 9 here, paragraph D, it just would say if he completed all the terms of his probation, he could petition for early probation after 6 months.
and then you would have complete and unreviewable discretion whether to grant verbal termination, otherwise it would continue on for the year. It would have removed the reference to the EMAS examination. The reason that that was what they were requesting, and you were inclined to offer something that incorporated some of what they're requesting, but maybe left in the EMAS, we would just put in the original EMAS language, which was to take that within 1 year.
Mr. Chairman?
So yes, the same. Ms. Powell.
I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session. Executive session, excuse me.
Okay, to seek legal counsel.
Yes, to seek legal counsel.
Second.
Okay, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, we're going to enter. Okay, we're back in regular session. Thanks for your patience while we received their legal counsel. So board members, what's your pleasure? Does anybody have any additional questions and or want to make a motion?
Ms. Chair, I'll make a motion that we move forward with amending the consent agreement using this as the template to build off of the amended consent that was provided to us. It's also my opinion that we should maintain the requirement of the EBAS examination. We can talk about that in a second here. I would also include a fine to reimburse the board for added costs to reviewing this case. And I would set that at, I would say, $500, and we can discuss that as well in a second here. And then finally in the motion, I would ask that Mr. Rain draft a settlement agreement with the party to waive any future issues with the reciprocity issues that we've had today. That's the motion.
Okay. Is there a second for discussion?
No, I'll second the motion.
Okay, so this is our time to deliberate, where we talk amongst ourselves and we don't receive input from the other side at this point. So to be clear with the motion is for restitution for the costs of the investigation, or is it a flat $500 fee?
And I would say it's restitution for cost of the investigation.
Okay.
Just because there's a lot more time and effort put into the board and rehearing this.
Okay, and then if this...
If I may, Mr. Chair, I would just say, you know, up to 500, because if the board's calculations were less,
sure,
they would only be able to... Restitution should really reflect actual costs that can be calculated. So
I'm thinking it might be more...
And may already be. I just want to throw that out there. That if
yes,
it was less, then we'd make it less than 500.
Okay.
Yeah, so at least 500?
It's normally calculated by hours of review. And also, you know, the board's time. So it would be staff's time included with the board's time. So I would anticipate it would be more than 500.
Okay. So a minimum of 500 up to the full cost of the investigation. And then if this is agreed to and this is signed as our new consent agreement, you know, this is going to waive any future legal claims regarding this issue, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and, you know, when we discussed removing the EBAS component to this with counsel and with the doctor, you know, I feel like it's important personally to keep that as a component of this. You know, part of the reason why we're here, and if we are accommodating striking number 4 from the most recent consent agreement that we had, which is the part where the license was denied and there was some confusion in that in the past, you know, the water was muddy perhaps in the old language from the consent from 2007 and 2008, and I agree to that, but I also don't feel that Dr. Moran was completely forthcoming with when he filled out the application the most recent time around, and that wasn't disclosed. The paperwork that we had was that he withdrew from the application process when in fact he was in non-compliance with the consent agreement. And so I'm agreeable that we can drop number 4 from that part of it with the denial, but that was my thought on that matter. So, board members, do you have any further questions or comments?
I also think that if the vote is to amend the current consent agreement, that if it is not signed, then the current one remains in full force and effect.
That's a given.
Yes.
right? We already have one consent agreement in place, and so this would modify that or replace it if it's signed. If not, then we're right back where we started. And so I guess the only other matter is the possibility for early termination. And, you know, we had a one-year probationary period, which is still a disciplinary situation. Do you care to modify this or leave it the same as 1 year?
I think we can leave it to the...
And we're already 6 months in, so...
Right. I think we leave it at a year for me. It gives time to complete the EBAS, and at that time, if all the other requirements are fulfilled, there's the potential to apply for early termination.
Okay. And so... I hope that clarifies the motion that was made, and that's all agreeable by the second.
Yes.
Okay. Any further comment, discussion?
No.
Okay. That being said, I'm going to call for the question. Those in favor signify by saying aye, and we're going to do a roll call vote.
Aye.
Dr. Knapp?
Aye.
Ms. Powell?
Aye.
Dr. Kolesch?
Aye.
And Dr. Guarino?
Aye. Okay. And, of course, there are none opposed because that's all of us here today. So the motion carries. So thank you so much for coming today with the additional information. And this concludes the matter of your case today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to tab number two. And that is the matter of Dr. Brett Baker. And I think we'll take, we could take two and three together. Let's take two separate from three, though. Let's just keep them separate, and I think it'll be cleaner that way.
Okay.
Is Dr. Baker signed in and here today?
Dr. Baker is not signed in to speak.
Okay. Can you give us a briefing, please?
So board staff received a complaint against Dr. Baker alleging that he's using the title-protected term physiotherapy in his advertising. Dr. Baker was issued a certificate for PMMTP on April 30th of 2009. In your board meeting materials, board staff was provided additional information showing that the physiotherapy has been removed from that store window.
Okay, so by way of history, we have a whole bunch of chiropractors that have physiotherapy degrees issued by the state and by the national board, but it was determined in multiple states, including this one, that physiotherapy is now a protected term by the physical therapist. And so what we've done in the past is issued a non-disciplinary advisory letter as a clear violation for using the term physiotherapy. And our current language is physical medicine modalities and therapeutic procedures, which is abbreviated because it's so long. So I will entertain a motion. At this point, it looks like the doctor made an attempt to make some changes on the advertising, which we have proof of here.
Yeah, I'll make the motion to open the complaint and close with issuance of a non-disciplinary advisory letter for misleading advertising.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the question. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion carries. Let's go to tab number three in the matter of Dr. Cooper Anderson for the same situation. Is Dr. Cooper here?
Dr. Anderson is not signed in to speak.
Okay.
So board staff received a complaint against Dr. Anderson alleging he's using the title protected term physiotherapy. Dr. Anderson was issued the certificate for physical medicine modalities and therapeutic procedures in May of 2016. And staff would note that Dr. Anderson is working in the same office as Dr. Brett Baker.
Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to open the complaint and close with issuance of a non-disciplinary advisory letter for misleading advertising.
Second. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion carries, and we'll move on to tab number four now in the matter of Dr. Joshua Garola. Here, come on up.
Here.
Can you have a seat, please introduce yourself for the recorded record.
Joshua Deroma.
Hi, thanks for joining. Ms. Castro, do you have a board briefing for us?
Joshua Garola has applied for licensure by examination and physical medicine modalities and therapeutic procedure certification. During the application process, board staff became aware that Dr. Garola failed to report an arrest in 2012. Dr. Garola stated he got into a physical altercation with his brother and police were called. Dr. Garola further stated he was required to pay a fine and the charges were dropped. Board staff has received documentation from the Provo Police and Provo City Justice Court confirming the charges and the disposition.
Hi. So I have two older brothers in age 2 years apart, and it was a pretty bloody experience, as I recall. So what do you say for yourself? I mean, we've read the information.
Sure.
You know, the biggest concern that I have personally is when anybody lies on an application, because there's all kinds of things that can go wrong when that happens. And specifically, you know, we've got a question number 36 on the application that asks if you've been arrested or convicted, which includes pleading guilty to any kind of misdemeanors, and you didn't disclose that. So what do you have to say to that?
Well, just recently graduated chiropractic school in February, and I went through the entire chiropractic program. They did background checks on me. I had 3 job applications applied to, and I did not know about this, to be completely honest with you. When I had done this in 2012, I have very little legal training, and I did not know that this was going to be on the record. So I'm actually very surprised when I got the letter from you guys that I had something that was hidden. So I had to do some digging for myself. And that was the first time that I came across these court documents that you have currently. So to be completely honest with you, it was a surprise to me. I was expecting to just get my license traditionally. But I did, according to the court document, it was a Class C misdemeanor, and it was a plea in advance. I had no clue what that meant at the time. That does mean some kind of guilty plea. I had no legal counsel when I had that. So I just was advised to do that plea because they would drop the charges, and that's what they told me after that. So not having run into any other problems, I did not even remember that this was on my honor record.
Okay, and so if you are issued a license today on your renewal, you're going to come up against this question repeatedly.
I understand
and
that.
The correct way to answer that now.
With any other, and I know this is unfortunate, even though I'm in the current process of having this expunged, I know that professional licensing boards, I spoke to a lawyer about this, everywhere I go now, I have a Class C misdemeanor, and it is really unfortunate that I had to call, I mean, that we call the police on each other. And it should not have gotten to that point. I mean, you have brothers, you know. But it did. So I have to deal with that.
Okay. Board members, do you have any questions? Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to grant licensure upon payment of appropriate fees.
Second.
Okay. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, you'll be granted a license upon payment of the fees. Thank you.
And may I ask additional fees on top of the licensing fee or other fees that I've already paid previously?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay. Moving on to tab number 5 in the matter of Dr. Diana Babakova. Hi. Welcome. Please introduce yourself for the recorded record.
My name is Diana Babakova.
Thank you. Can we have a board briefing, please?
Yes, Diana Babakova has applied for licensure by examination and physical medicine modalities and therapeutic procedure certification. During the application process, board staff became aware that a medical malpractice payment in the amount of $175,000 was made on behalf of Dr. Babakova in 2009. The patient alleged the adjustment she received caused two disc herniations and required surgery. Dr. Vavikova stated that her treatment of the patient did not cause the injury, but that the patient had an existing condition.
All right, so as I read through the materials that you submitted, it looked like you had an MRI that already documented some of these injuries, and you maintained that you didn't even adjust her cervical spine?
Correct. Patient was having MRIs when patient arrived to me, to my office, and also previously she was working as a ballerina, and her job was obviously included jumping, twisting, lifting, all kind of activities like that. So she was pretty injured before I even touched her. And the lady was very aggressive, I would say, during the course of the day. Very aggravated with everything, whatever you do with her. You have some patients like that I have to deal with. And, She was not happy since day one. So I was asking her if you can, you know, try to tolerate treatment, and at the end of the treatment, she basically filed a suit against me.
Okay, and so there was a settlement. One of our questions that we have on our application, questions 33 and 34, you know, ask if there are any formal sanctions that have been issued against you, and I guess one of my questions for you is that there was no record of state discipline, so you had this malpractice judgment against you, and I believe this is back when you were in New York when this happened.
Yes.
And this didn't come before the New York Licensing Board, and they didn't make any kind of determination back then that you were negligent in any way?
No, not at all.
How is that possible? Is that was that back before reporting of these kind of things to state boards, perhaps, or I don't know?
No, but every state has their a separate requirement as far as when they review those. Some states don't review it unless there's three. Some are set at a dollar amount that's paid out, and okay. Some don't review them at all.
Okay, and this was a long time ago. 10 years ago?
Yes. The case itself was on 2004.
Okay.
The settlement took place on 2009.
Yeah.
Long time ago, yes. And I never had any...
No problems since then?
No problems since then at all. I never had any problems before. I was practicing in New York since 1998.
Okay.
Never had any issues.
Okay, so... I'm looking at question 33 and 34. 33 is any formal sanction, which you say has not been taken against you. And you've never been denied a license or had any other troubles as a result of this.
Never.
Okay. Okay, so my question for board staff, we don't have any question on our current application that inquires about a malpractice settlement.
That is correct.
Okay. Board members, do you have any questions for the doctor? Okay, anybody want to make a motion?
Yes, I'll make the motion to grant licensure upon payment of appropriate fees.
Second.
Okay, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, welcome to Arizona. You'll be granted a license upon payment of the fees. And now we're going to go to tab number 6 in a matter of Dr. Nicholas Pyle. Hi. Welcome. You can please read your name into the recorded record.
Dr. Nicholas Pyle.
Thank you. Ms. Castro.
Nicholas Pyle has applied for licensure by examination and physical medicine modalities and therapeutic procedure certification. His application is complete at this time. On the application, Dr. Pyle disclosed he was arrested in 2014 and charged with criminal damage. Dr. Pyle stated he was required to pay a fine of $170 and complete anger management. Staff has received documentation from the Pinetop Lakeside Police Department, as well as the Pinetop Lakeside Justice Court confirming the charges in disposition. Dr. Pyle applied for and was granted participation in the preceptorship training program in February of 2019.
Okay, Dr. Pyle, what do you say for yourself? Anything you want to add to the record right now?
No, sir.
Okay. Board members, do you have any questions?
None.
Okay. Any motions?
I'll make the motion to grant licensure upon payment of appropriate fees.
Second. Okay. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, the motion carries. You'll be granted a license upon payment of the fees.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Tab number 7 is a matter of Dr. John Dill. Hi.
Hi.
You can have a seat and please introduce yourself to the record.
I'm Dr. John Dill.
All right, welcome. Ms. Castro.
John Dill, DC, has applied for licensure by examination and physical medicine modalities and therapeutic procedure certification. On the application, Dr. Dill disclosed that his license had been placed on probation for 2 years by the Georgia Board of Chiropractic Examiners in 1995 for failing to monitor the application of a hot pack treatment by an assistant and an advertising violation. Dr. Dill further stated that he received licensure by consent agreement in 2003 from the state of California as a result of the action taken by the Georgia Board. The California Board released the probation in 2014. Dr. Dill has no other disciplinary action.
Okay. Dr. Dill, do you want to add anything for the record?
I think that's been complete.
Okay. Thank you. Board members, do you have any questions for Dr. Dill?
Dr. Dill, can you just confirm where you're currently licensed for states?
Oregon, California.
Okay. And no issues since the release of the probation in California?
No, none.
Anybody else? Okay.
And do you have a question? Failing to monitor a hot pack treatment? What is the law
Well, the incident happened. I was treating a paraplegic patient, and my assistant, unbeknownst to me, couldn't put the hot pack patient on top of his back, so she put the hot pack on the table and then put the patient on top of the hot pack. And that's how the burn happened. I wasn't even aware of the burn until two visits after that visit happened. And the patient's wife saw the burn, and it was a red spot about the size of a credit card with 3 blisters on it. And he came to me telling me about the burn, and then I advised him to go to see a medical doctor to get some kind of a salve put on it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'll make the motion to grant licensure upon payment of appropriate fees.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. Those in favor of granting licensure, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Tab number 8 is a matter of Tyler Gaudry with a preceptorship with Christopher Bonin.
Yes, there is no one signed in to speak for this tab.
Okay.
The following applicants have come.
As opposed to not entering truthfully.
Yeah,
sorry for the interruption.
Go ahead.
So tab number 8 is preceptorship. The following applicants have completed all requirements for preceptorship. The preceptor is Christopher Bonin, D.C., with extern Tyler Gaudry. Program dates are August 12, 2019 through November 15, 2019. Board issued a chiropractic license and physical medicine modalities and therapeutic procedure certificate to Dr. Bonin in January of 2004. Dr. Bonin was issued an advisory letter in July of 2005 for failing to report a criminal charge to the board within 10 days as required. No formal action was taken on the license.
Okay. And he's not here for any questioning?
That is correct. No one has signed in.
Okay. Any motions?
I'll make a motion to approve the preceptorship application.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the question. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the preceptorship is granted. Okay, tab number 9. This is for a registration for a business entity.
So we have nobody signed in to speak for this tab item.
Really?
Commerce Medical Group has applied for a business entity registration. Staff has researched the practice locations provided on the application, and all addresses are connected to the marijuana doctor and are listed on the marijuana doctor's website. A copy of the application and documentation has been provided for the board to review.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we break into executive session to get legal counsel on this matter.
I'll second.
Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're back in regular session. Thank you for your patience. So, board members, what's your pleasure on the registration of the business entity, also known as the Marijuana Doctors?
I'll make the motion to grant registration of the LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, and then for discussion?
I'm concerned. I think we're bringing them to talk to them, ask a few questions so we don't set a precedent for misleading advertising, for people not knowing what the facility is, who they're seeing. The mere fact that they point out if you don't have records for a year, still come in and see us and create the records, that's the implication. I think that's wrong. I think we need to ask some questions, and no one's here to speak for them.
Okay, and then for staff, what is our timeline for making a decision for a registration?
So the timeline for registration is the same as licensure, so we have 145 days total. I believe this application was completed on March 24th. Okay. So we're well within if you wanted to put it on the next agenda or possibly even...
Okay, so an option could be to put it on the next agenda and invite them to come in and answer our questions as to all the logistics of how this is going to roll out for their chiropractors.
Yes.
So they don't get themselves in trouble.
Yes. I think that's my concern is, are they advertising that the doctors that they're seeing are chiropractors, as our statutes stipulate? We have to identify ourselves as that in our advertisements, on our cards, and that it's clear. And I'm not sure that it is.
And the purpose of a business registration is for an unlicensed person who is not a chiropractor to own a chiropractic office. And so it gives us some purview over decision-making that's done, and then an option to deal with them if things go poorly or if there's any disciplinary action that could take place. We could revoke the registration, et cetera, and memorialize it in the record. If we don't have registrations, then it's not for us to make judgment on, and it could potentially land the licensed chiropractors into a really bad situation where they're getting disciplined for something that a business owner rolled out as far as policies and procedures and those kind of advertising issues as well. All right, so any further discussion?
Yeah, I would just add that I think registering them now, we can still invite them back for that conversation. I think we're setting ourselves up for a better conversation because now we are truly regulating the business entity as of approving it now. That's the only reason why I thought approval now versus later. If we're still going to consider it even after talking, it just makes sense to move forward and then look at their business model and go through whether to open or process.
So we don't have a timeline problem with that if we issue the license or the registration now. We can do that and invite them back.
Well, if you issued it now, then what would be the grounds to bring them back before you?
Right. That's my question.
That was my thought as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the board has the authority of its own motion to open an investigation. But yes, you would typically want to have some basis of a possible violation. That said, you have some materials in your opening investigation is not a huge due process step in
right.
The process. I wouldn't be that concerned about opening an investigation or inviting someone in, at least informally, before you even took that next step.
Okay, so we have a first and a second. And I guess I'll call for the question and we'll see where it goes. Those in favor of registering the business entity,
aye.
Commerce Medical Group, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have one aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we have three opposed and we have one for. So the motion's going to fail. Does somebody want to make another motion? Or I guess as chair, I can just direct staff to invite them in to the next meeting, put it on the next agenda so we can reconsider it at that time and they can answer some questions for us.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to our next agenda item, which will be the matter of under board business. We have an application for evaluation and monitoring by Monica Faria, MD. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Board, staff members. Yeah, my name is Dr. Faria. I'm an addiction psychiatrist and a general psychiatrist and board certified in both specialties. I've been working with Dr. Michael Sutcher on monitoring professionals in our state for the past almost 2 years, primarily work with the Arizona Medical Board, pharmacy board. We have a smattering of private patients that are from other boards, such as the nursing board, physical therapy board. And I'm here to make myself available to you as a consultant, and also I'm interested in helping with evaluations for professionals whose ability to practice may be impaired due to either substance use issues, mental health, cognitive impairment, and others. And I'm happy to answer any questions or meet with you at any other point in time that might be more convenient for you.
Hi, thanks for coming today and thanks for applying. We've worked with Dr. Sutcher quite a bit in the past and and respect his opinions. You came highly recommended by him, and I appreciate that you've worked with him. Board members, do you have any questions for the doctor?
No questions.
Okay.
Thank you for making yourself available.
Thank you for allowing me to meet
you guys. And Mr. Chair, if I could just clarify, I guess, is that if I was unaware of any official license, certificate, registration that's related to this issue.
Right.
So I just want to know for the record that in terms of the discretion to not use or to not include a name on an approved list in the future, that that's not, would be taking away any right that has been granted today if they were to recognize you, in the sense that you wouldn't need to provide necessarily the same, if any, due process that you would for an actual license that you issue. This is more of an informal step, is my impression.
Right.
That said, the board does maintain a list of approved specialists for evaluation, and we typically would tell our licensees, if you choose from one of this list, no need for further board approval. So that's my understanding of what today's business is, rather than the granting of any right or privilege.
Right, so this isn't a direct contract that we're going to send everybody to you, I think is what I just heard.
Similar with the medical board, they have a list of several evaluators on one.
Yeah. But to the extent you wanted to, for some reason, take a name off your list, my only point is to say that there's no right or privilege granted by it being included in the list. It's more of a board's prerogative whether to do that. I interpret this to be more for staff's benefit to add another name of a possible, and for the regulated population's benefit to have yet another.
Absolutely.
Option.
And I know other boards have a separate application process, if you may, so I'd be happy to go through whatever channels the board
requires. Now, it's legalese, lawyer, you know, just putting something on the record, nothing that probably seem to change any outcome today.
Okay. And this is a pretty infrequent request, so I'm not quite sure how I handle this. Do we need to vote on this and memorialize it in a vote that we're accepting this as an approved?
If you could.
Yeah,
okay.
Be
okay. Someone want to make a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion to approve the application.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion carries, and thank you for making your services available to us and all of our chiropractors.
We're going to need cards with,
if you can see us.
Okay.
Christine, Todd, and Greg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, tab number 11. Mr. Bohals is not here, but I wanted to take a moment and recognize our past executive director, who served us since 2014. I am in my seventh year serving the Board of Chiropractic Examiners, and so I had the opportunity to see a couple of different executive directors come and go, and the way that our board is structured is that the board members are appointed by the governor to serve on the board, and then we hire an executive director who then in turn hires staff to make everything run smoothly. And I've got to say, it's been an amazing experience to work with Mr. Bohal over the years, and he has recently moved on to the osteopathic board. And so he left on good terms, and Ms. Castro suggested, because of the turmoil of the last couple of board meetings and how he moved on, we had hoped that he was going to work with us and work on the other board and work on our board as well. We didn't really get a chance to recognize the accomplishments that he's made for us, and so she put together a memorandum that I'd like to read into the record at this point. State of Arizona Board of Chiropractic Examiners would like to recognize the service of its past executive director, Justin Bohal. Since joining the board staff in 2014, Mr. Bohal has represented the state of Arizona with the National Board of Chiropractic Examiners and the Federation of Chiropractic Licensing Boards at numerous districts and annual meetings. He has served on the Finance Committee with the FCLB and has been an active member of the Chiropractic Board Administrator Committee. During his time with the board, Mr. Bohal worked with Senator Nancy Bartow to draft legislation that allows for licensure by endorsement. He has also played a vital role in facilitating reciprocal agreements with the state boards of Ohio, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Alaska, and California. Mr. Bohal has implemented countless process improvements for all of the board's functions to increase efficiencies and decrease processing timeframes. As a result of these developments, the average time frame of processing an application for licensure now is just 27 days, and that's a big step forward, I'll say. In his time with the board, Mr. Bohal has been an advocate for technical advances that have supported and helped usher the board into the digital age. These advances allow the profession to move away from submitting paper forms by U.S. mail to completing forms and payments online, including annual license renewals. Mr. Bohal has served the board with eagerness and integrity, and the board and its staff are grateful for his leadership. I can tell you on a personal note, you know, from before I was on the board, you know, the board members would get these, they would get these paper files of, you know, that can be hundreds or maybe 1,000 pages per meeting that they would have to have delivered to them, and they would have to peruse through these things. And when I came around on the board, you know, we thought we were hot stuff when we would have a courier bring by a USB drive to give it to us digitally, and we can sit there on our laptops and do it. And you know, a lot of boards, I think, are stuck in technological issues between their websites and between licensing. And he has made it such an easier process and instituted things with our website that really he was a very valuable asset that brought us into the current climate. And not only that, but I think we've been a role model to other boards because, you know, when we travel and we visit with all of the other states and district and annual meetings, you know, he really has been a leader and somebody who was sought after by the board administrators to collaborate and figure out how are you guys doing that over there, because we need to do that too in our state. And so I'm sure he's made the governor proud and reflected, you know, well on chiropractors as a whole, and especially in Arizona. So he will be missed. In the same breath, I want to thank Ms. Castro for stepping up and being our interim executive director. We recently had made a decision to bring Dr. Kolash in as a permanent executive director, and that's going to take place as of next meeting. Again, thank you very much to Mr. Bohal for all that he's done for us. So at this point, we're going to review some board meeting minutes, and we're going to go to tab number 12 for the meeting minutes of April 17th, 2019. We're looking for grammatical corrections, but also content corrections if anybody recalls anything differently. This will be an opportunity to set the record straight. So I am going to go through page by page. We're looking at 9 pages. The first, are there any corrections? How about page 2? Page 3? Page 4? 5? 6? 7, page 8.
I think I've got something on page 8. Hold on, I'm trying to catch up. On page 8, line 11, the board directed staff to open a complaint against Dr. Figa. I believe this was done earlier in the meeting following Dr. Bradley's tab. I don't recall it being after that tab, unless someone remembers differently.
I think I did remember that Dr. Kolash, you know, brought it up kind of after the fact and said, at what point is it appropriate to make another complaint, okay, you know, and add it to the list. And so I don't know that the order of that matters, if anybody remembers that differently.
I don't remember that it would be a material change to the minutes for what we did.
Okay. That was the only thing I saw.
Okay. Tab number 9. Page number 9 of 9. Okay. Any motions?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes for April 17th.
Second.
Okay. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, we're going to move on to the next month of May 7, 2019, the meeting minutes for that month. And we only have 4 pages for this one. Any changes for page number 1? Page 2? Page 3? And finally, page 4? Is there a motion?
Make a motion to accept the minutes for May 7th.
Second.
Okay. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries to accept the meeting minutes as presented. Let's go to our executive session meeting minutes for the same day. And there is only one page. Is there a motion?
I'll move to accept the executive session meeting minutes.
Second.
Okay, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to our tab number 15, report on applications approved by our interim executive director.
So the board has been provided a report of the applications that have been approved. The board can vote to ratify the approval or can choose to pull an application for review and have it added at a further board meeting.
Move to accept or ratify the applications.
I second.
Okay, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Okay, and we have one final tab, which will be a staff salary review, which we will break into executive session for. But before we do that, I want to make a call to the public and release anybody who doesn't want to hang around for that. So the call to the public is an opportunity for anybody in the audience to come up to the microphone, say something into the record, good, bad, or indifferent. We can't respond, so it's not a question and answer session, but this is your chance to come on up and tell us how you thought the meeting ran, or if you appreciate us or don't, or you can be silent. And I'll take the extroverts first. Okay, now I'll take the introverts. Okay, so thanks for fulfilling your time in front of the board, and I hope that this was educational for you. So at this point, I need a motion to go into executive session to consider some salary.
I make a motion to go into executive session to consider salary, executive director.
I second.
Before you vote, I'll just note that I'm not required to be in there.
Okay.
It would just require that we coordinate on minutes.
Okay.
And then you would have to handle any salary decisions directly with ADOA without my involvement. That's somewhat common not to include anyone who doesn't need to be there.
Okay.
So I won't insert myself in there, but also by being there, I'm also capable of being in there.
Okay. So I'll call for the question to go into executive session. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. regular session for the sake of editing. Okay, so we made a determination on an appropriate salary increase for the time period between May 7th and June 28th, which is the time period that you will be in that position for the next couple of days before Dr. Kolash takes over. So at this point, we're done with board business. Is there any final motion to be made?
We need to make a motion to accept what we did.
Yeah, could we do that just a motion to
implement the decision made in
salary discussion made in executive session with consultation with AUA or something like that?
So moved.
There we go. Adequate for me.
Okay.
All right. I'll second.
Okay. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none. Call for the question. Oh, we already did that. Sorry. I'm waiting for the final motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, those in favor of adjourning signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we're adjourned.